Smile. Passion, not pedigree, will win in the end. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Smile. Passion, not pedigree, will win in the end. People with pedigrees come from a good family, come from a lineage of exciting things, like to say that they're very special. And there are people from good families that are not so good, and there are people from not so good families that are good. Now, before we allow the word pedigree to run away with us, it might be a good idea to think about what pedigree means. Pedigree means you come from a family who has shown distinction in their activities over a period of time. And when we say pedigree, we usually mean something that's superior to other people. If we can stop and think that we all come out of the one source, is that acceptable? We all come out of the one source. We all have, so to speak, the same father. We all have the same creative force that brought us into existence. We all have the same background. We come from uncluttered, unfettered genes. We come from atoms that are pure and simple. There's nothing to them except an atom. There's no good or badness in it. And then we are born into a family. Now the family can appreciate itself or not. If the family thinks that they are wonderful and they live up to what they feel are good principles, we say they have pedigree. However, I think that the majority of the families on the face of the earth have pedigree, if not all of them. Well, they all do, truly, but believing that they do. What is it that we define as showing pedigree? We define as showing pedigree when we appreciate ourselves, when we like ourselves, when we say that we are good people. Now, if a person walked in the room and they stood straight and they had their chin up and their chest out and their shoulders back and they walked into the room with confidence and they had a smile on their face and they looked around the room like Rex looks around with such regal royalty, you know. Now, it doesn't matter what clothing they have on. It's that appearance that they give. And you say, my, that must be somebody very special. Does it just mean that a person that's got his chin up and chest out and shoulders back and, you know, is aware of himself and likes himself, that's pedigree? I would say very much so. That's pedigree. Now, I've been working on Ingeborg to walk around with her shoulders back and her chin up, because Ingeborg likes to pick up things off the ground. I said, Ingeborg, not all the time. So walk around with your shoulders back and your chin up and enjoy the beautiful scenery around you, not just the dirt on the ground. And when Ingeborg does that, she looks like a princess. And so we say, okay, princess, you're wonderful. And she says, thank you. And I say to any of the rest of you, when you put your shoulders back and your chin up, I say, well, prince, well, princess, how you doing? And immediately you give me a big smile and you say, you noticed. You noticed that I'm regal, that I'm royal, that I'm special. No, I don't. I did not notice that you are regal, royal, and special. You noticed it. You noticed it, and that's why you put your shoulders back. That's why your chin was up. Now, it's not in a snooty up, you know, not too high. Just straightforward. And it's not in disrespect of anybody else, but it's in respect of yourself. So now, what is it that wins every time? And we say passion. My goodness. Passion, how does that get in there? What do we determine as passion? Passion usually is thought of as great love passion. Well, let me inform you That is not passion. That is pure sex. It has nothing to do with passion. Passion has to do with that which stimulates us to move on to greater and greater expressions of who we are. Do you have a passion for your work? Do you feel that your work is not important? Do you feel that you can rest in between times and nobody will notice it? Do you feel that you can take a nap anytime and nobody will notice that you take a nap? If you're going to take a nap significantly and say, I'm taking a nap. And I don't care who knows that I take a nap, because I'm taking a nap, if that is what you are in line to do. Now, if it is your work time and you take a nap, people will say, well, how come? And you say, because I checked with the boss and he said it was okay. Now, does the boss say to everyone, you can take a nap anytime during the day? No, it's not reasonable. After lunch, we have a scheduled time for peace and relaxation, and if you want to take a short nap, you can do so. But if you take a nap while you're working, then you are not working with passion. You are working with carelessness, with the lack of consideration of what you're doing. Now, who cares? Nobody else cares, but you should care. Because the more you do not work with passion, the more you do not put your very best in anything you do, the more you do not respect yourself. Some people say, well, I worked all night long. I didn't work this afternoon. I took about 2 or 3 hours off to go and play a ball game, or I did this or I did that, and then I worked late into the night. Hey, no. Was it okay for you to take off in the afternoon and go to the ball game? Sure, because you had permission. Now, did you take off from your job? Yep. Do you have to make it up by working at night? Well, if that's the kind of job you have, I'd go to a different job. Because you took off and you went to a ball game, and so then your work just waited for the next day. If you have a passion for your work, you do it. You do it well. In fact, if you have a passion for your work, you'd probably do your one day's work in 3 hours less, because you wanted to go to that ball game. Oh boy, and you work diligently, and there's no coffee breaks, there's no water breaks, there's no toilet breaks, there's none of these other things that you use as excuses, which eat up quite a bit of time. So when you have a passion for anything, you can accomplish it very beautifully and very easily. And this is why passion is far more important than pedigree, because pedigree means you stand on your laurels. You stand on who you think you are. Passion is a great enthusiasm for work. This morning, Ingeborg brought to me an article that she had written at the breakfast table. She didn't write the article at the breakfast table. At the breakfast table, she brought me the article that she had written before. Okay? And I looked at the article, and the article had a lot of charm in it. And I said, oh, Ingeborg, this is great. This is a fine beginning. Now let's take one paragraph at a time and work it over and work it over. This is my passion talking. That's not my pedigree of my ability as an editor, my ability as this. That's my passion interested in what she's doing. You see, you can have a pedigree which says that you're the editor and you know how to edit these things, and Ingeborg, it stunk. Well, my passion says, Ingeborg, there is a gem of beauty here, of magic, of wonder. Let's polish it and let's prepare it so that it says to the world about your magic and beauty and wonder, right? And this is what she wants to do. This is what she wants to do. But that's passion. And my passion sometimes has me say things that sound a little tough. And it's not meant to be tough. It just meant that this is what you can do with that. You have the Ingeborg, you have the birth of a volcano there. Pow! And you want that volcano to take off in all its glory and all its magnificence. Nothing ever came forth like that. But you're building up steam. You're building up competence. You're building up ability. And you see, that's the passion that I would like you to have in virtually everything you do. And you have passion for something. You know, Ingeborg, You have passion for killing ants. She's asked for some more ant killer. You have passion for going around picking up little sticks that are in the path that don't look pleasant. You have passion for doing your mailing. Oh, you do your mailing with your whole heart and your whole passion, and you know exactly what you're doing, and you do it beautifully. Now, you have passion for filing things, for keeping our files up to date, for keeping our student confidential cards all in perfect order, never having them out of the box when you're not using them, always having them back in the box immediately if you're not using them. So if someone else comes along, they can find it. But you see, that's your passion. Your passion is to do whatever you do with excellence, exquisite, perfect, magnificent, just like you. You see, because you're perfect, because you're magnificent, because you're fantastic, you cannot do anything else in life except be that in every area that you work. And so that's why all the things you do are so perfectly done. And you see, Ellen has the same problem. Ellen has the same problem. Ellen is a passionate woman. Oh, Ellen has passion. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. She has passion that does not know any end. And we're not talking about sexual passion. She may have that too, but we're talking about the passion to be herself and have fun, the passion to express her genius in anything she does, the passion to sit down at her bookkeeping and go tip, 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 and in the jerk of a lion's tail, she's done, you know? She's done. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, Ellen?
Yes.
Tony called up yesterday.
Yes.
Tony Cardova. A very wonderful student of ours, and we had a long talk about all the things that were important in his life. And then the phone line started to get squeaky. You know, it had static in it, and I couldn't hear him half the time. And all I remember, the last thing he said was, "We got a new dog. We got a Jack Russell Terrier." And I thought, what a wonderful blessing to your family. How fantastic. Because I took one to my brother Ray, and Ray was just thrilled to pieces about, passionate about that dog. Anything that dog wants, he gets. Anything, Ray takes the dog to the hospital more than he goes. If there's anything that needs to be taken care of, he takes the dog in, you know. But when Ray needs something, well, I'll just take another aspirin. I'll bide my time. But say with him, you see, passion is our desire to do everything that we do to perfection. Now, Ellen, why is your desk clear all the time? Because it represents orderliness in your consciousness. Why is it that you have no work to do on your desk? Because you've done it. Why is it that your computer always functions at the highest and best level? Because you put the cause in motion. And when there is something that's going to go, you have it go so forth immediately. And then you call the company, and instead of being given a hard time, they say, "We will be right out." And they come and take care of your computer for you because you have a passion for it. You, when you get on the phone with people, they feel this great desire to be perfect. They feel this great desire to express yourself in beautiful ways. They feel your passion, and they are thrilled with it. And when I get telling stories and telling lectures and things to you guys, I get passionate too sometimes. What's that, Ellen?
Sometimes.
Because I put my entire heart in what I'm giving to you. I put my entire love in what I'm giving you. And even sometimes I shout and swear at you, you know. And you say, "Well, you don't have to do that." And you're right. I don't have to do that. But my passion runs away with me of getting so enthusiastic of sharing these things with you. Yes, yes. You know that when I left the house to come down here to give our morning lecture, mm-hmm. I stopped at the Hermitage.
Yes.
And I left Rex off at the Hermitage. But Rex looked up at me and smiled, mm-hmm. and I said, "Oh, Rex, you didn't brush your teeth this morning." So I had to stop and brush his teeth because he picked up a goodie along the path, and he had it all over his teeth.
Oh.
And I found the toothbrush, but then I found the finger brush. And I worked the finger brush in there, squirting water in his mouth. He didn't mind that at all. And I worked around his teeth and cleaned around his teeth. And now they're just beautiful. They're just beautiful. And he didn't object at all. He was just perfectly happy having me squirt water in his mouth without him having to jump for it. But occasionally, I got to swallow. Let me swallow. And he did that. But you see, Rex does everything with a passion, too. I came into the house after being out picking up his doggy do, and he jumped up on the bed, and he looked at me, and I put my hands down like this, and he said, "Oh, you want to play?" So he leaped up, and he took his paws and patted me, and he jumped at me, and he put his paws on my shoulders, and he was just bouncing and jumping and bouncing, and he jumped off the bed and jumped back on the bed and jumped off the bed and jumped back on the bed. That's a passion for play. And he was having lots of fun. And I almost got knocked down a couple times. But a little bit of that was all right. When we're around people, he's got to behave. And maybe he has to behave when he's around me, too. I don't know. But we have fun together. Because Rex, who's going on 10 months now, gives his total passion in his play. And I give my total passion in my play with him. And we all give our total passion. Now, does Douglas have any passion at all, or is he just sort of fading away? Douglas is low, little by little, developing his passion, his enthusiasm. You see, Douglas is having a little difficulty leaving the past behind and moving into the present, because the past was always important to him up to now. Up to now, that's all he ever had. And now he has the moment now, and he's starting to live in the moment now, and he's starting to do things in the moment now, and he's starting to enjoy things. He says, "I don't like vegetables." And I said, "Well, you start liking them now, because we'll give you a little bit every day." And he says, "Well, we'll be okay." You see, you never say you don't like it. Ellen?
Yes.
What happens to people when they say they don't like something?
They will soon like it.
They will soon like it. So, you know, watch it. If there's anything you don't like, if you don't want to soon like it, don't mention it, you know? So be careful. This is what we all have to do. We all have to be very careful that we speak our word and put the causes in motion for the things that are important in our life. How are you expressing your passion? Douglas, are you expressing your passion that when you hit the pillow at night, you immediately go to sleep? When you get up in the, sometimes, when you get up in the morning, you're bright and bushy-tailed. And when you come in and set the table for breakfast along with Ingeborg, are you thinking, "Gee, how could I set the table better? How could I remember to do everything? How could I tell myself that part of my job is to put the coffee cup on for Herb every morning, you know? Part of my job is to do that." Well, all you have to do is to do it real simple. You put the coffee cup on ahead of time with the coffee in it, and then you put a little thermos of hot water right next to it. And so when I sit down, I'll have a nice thermos of hot water ready for me, and then I'll pour it as my pleasure. Now, wouldn't that be a simple thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ingeborg? That'd be a simple thing to do, wouldn't it? But you see, since I don't always sit down right away, since I have other things that I'm doing, since I'm working with you guys, and I get you so interested in what I'm talking about, you forget to do the little things you want to do. In fact, you oftentimes forget to eat. And hey, if you're me, that's a good thing. So think about these things. Where is your passion? Is your pedigree shining out and superiority over your passion? "I come from a rich family. I come from a rich home. I come from rich this." Well, why are you picking your nose? You know, I didn't think that they allowed that in a rich family. I didn't think they allowed that in class, in pedigreed people, you know. You just don't do that. Well, then I have to pick my nose because I got something in. Then go to the bathroom or take out your handkerchief and blow your nose away from the table. And, hey, there's all sorts of ways that you can do these things, you know. There's all sorts of ways. Now, who takes their fingers and tickles himself under the ribs? Pitta.
The monks.
Thank you, the monks. I mean, a monkey. A monkey goes, he tickles himself under the ribs. Now, when you are tickling yourself or scratching yourself, under the ribs or wherever, you're being like a monkey. So just remember, there's a time and place for everything. And that does not rely on pedigree. Because I guarantee you, if you have a man who has the highest pedigree in the land, and the mosquitoes start chasing him, he'll run. He'll flop and flap, and he'll do everything that he can to get rid of them. And that's not showing pedigree. What, to show pedigree, what should he do? I'm surrounded by the pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasant. How often do we remember that? And when you sit down at the table, do you always say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love? And you don't have to say it out loud, but saying it out loud lets you and everyone else know you said. And then, hey, you didn't say that yet. Yes, I did. I didn't hear it. Yes, I did. I don't have to hear it, do I? You want to put it in your consciousness because for you, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. So you speak those words. And as people say, they have never heard a prayer more magnificent than that. That's not churchy. That's not, you know, oh Lord, bless this food and let it nourish our bodies and strengthen us as we follow after thy will. You know, well, hey, that's cool too, you know. But what is it? Whose will is it? It's our will. The will of God in us. The will of God as us. And you see, when we stop doing things in an outward way and do it from the inward way, then our passion and our pedigree mix. And you can't tell the two apart because we are ideal beings operating in an ideal manner and having an ideal time in an ideal world, doing things that is just so much fun that we just cannot say enough of how wonderful it is. I love you, I love you, I love you, and have a wonderful day.